Last year, a state Supreme Court ruling cleared the way for same-sex marriage in Iowa. Now, a heated campaign is underway to unseat three of the justices who supported that ruling. Though judges in Iowa are appointed, not elected, it's up to voters to keep them on the bench. The periodic yes or no ballot votes are usually low-key affairs, but not this year, as Iowa Public Radio's Joyce Russell reports.
In a cavernous exhibit hall at the state fairgrounds, the Iowa Christian Alliance is holding its annual convention to rally religious conservatives. Activist Barb Hecke is handing out yard signs that read "Vote No" to activist judges.
We greatly underestimated the demand. People have taken stacks of them. We have phone banks going too.
Conservatives like Hecke, who oppose the Iowa Supreme Court's ruling on same-sex marriage, are furiously organizing voters to check no on their ballots when they're asked if three of the justices should keep their jobs. It's like any other modern political campaign. What's new is that the targets are appointed judges who routinely stay on the bench without the indignities of politicking. Campaign chairman Bob Vanderplatz argues that these justices ignored the will of the people, who now have a chance to be heard.
This is a way to vent their frustration, vote no, and let the courts know that we're watching and we're willing to hold you in check.
Vanderplatz says conservatives want to send a message to judges that their jobs could be on the line if they throw out popular laws. This urge to strike back at judges is catching on in other states as well. A study by Adam Skaggs at New York University Law School shows retention elections are turning out to be more hotly contested this year than in the past decade.
And I think what we're seeing in a couple of states is outside groups getting involved and really striking the same sort of partisan themes that we see in traditional political races.
In addition to the Iowa battle, anti-abortion activists are campaigning to recall a justice in Kansas where a similar non-political merit system has held sway. The same thing is happening in Colorado, where three justices are being targeted for rulings on tax issues. In Iowa, the justices are taking the high road, declining to form campaign committees or raise money to urge a yes vote. One of the targeted justices, David Baker, says they want to avoid any suggestion that future rulings could be affected by campaign donations.
We fully understand that this course of action may not be the smartest move politically.
So instead of a well-funded vote yes campaign, justices and their allies are lecturing on the value of a non-political judiciary. Another target, Chief Justice Marcia Ternus, spoke recently to college students in Dubuque.
Before you vote in the retention elections this year, reflect on the rule of law and the need for impartial justice for all, free of politics and free of special interest.
But that low-key approach may not carry the day. Drake University politics professor Dennis Goldford says angry people are often motivated to vote.
And in this particular case, they're focused on a particular decision and angry about it. The other side's focusing on the whole idea of an independent judiciary. It's hard to get impassioned about that.
And polls seem to bear that out. The most recent Des Moines Register survey shows that the referendum on the justices, which in normal years might pass overwhelmingly, is now a toss-up. For NPR News, I'm Joyce Russell in Des Moines.